We'll talk civic election websites with Jeremy Hexham right after Tony King takes a quick look at this morning's QR headlines. Sorry.
Daybreaking news and newsmakers, live interviews and current affairs. This is the Morning News with Sterling Fox on AM 770 CHQR. It's a beautiful day.
2 degrees in downtown Calgary, 747. I'm Sterling Fox, and with me in studio, Morning News web watcher Jeremy Hexham, back with us a couple of weeks ago. Jeremy checked out all the Facebook connections to all of the candidates in the current civic elections. Welcome back.
Good morning, Sterling.
Why is a website so important?
Well, I think websites are important in any election, but particularly in a municipal election where you don't have a party or a leader you're voting for. You're voting for the individual person, and this is one of the only ways that people can learn who you are, what you stand for, and what you would do and why you should be running and maybe why we should be electing you.
And how many people running in this race right now have websites?
Well, of the Aldermanic candidates, 33 of the 40 people are running have websites, 82% of them, and all 9 mayoralty candidates, which I think is really it's a great improvement from previous elections.
Now, if a voter is still trying to get a handle on who's running where and stands for what, wants to go check out these websites, where do they go?
Well, I think this is one of the areas that Elections Calgary and a lot of the candidates have really done a very poor job at, and I'll start with Elections Calgary. If you go to the Elections Calgary website, they have a list of all the candidates, but you don't hear this on any of their advertisements. You know, the advertisements they've put out have been telling people what ID that you need, not where to vote. But they have a list of all the candidates with a phone number and some basic contact information. However, they only have 20 of the 33 websites listed, and 6 incumbents are missing from that list. Your next choice would be to do a Google search if you happen to know your candidate's name. Mm-hmm. However, if you happen to have a name like Dave Matthews in Ward 11, who actually doesn't have a website,
you're going to get the Dave Matthews band.
Yeah, there are a few issues there. The third place to go would be Wikipedia. So if you go into Google and type in Calgary Municipal Election, the second or third link is to the Wikipedia site. That is probably the best web resource I've seen so far in listing all the candidates. And of course, the fourth place to go are the flyers that most candidates hand out. However, you know, sometimes they get thrown out. New homes don't necessarily have mailboxes, and Jim Stevenson in Ward 3 has done a brilliant job of doing door hangers, not flyers, so I'm really happy with that. But, I mean, some candidates don't even have the website listed on their signs or their campaign literature.
Now, of all the websites that you've checked, you've picked the top three just in terms of appeal. Mm-hmm. Talk to us who's on your top three hot list.
Well, my favorite website and the top website is Jim Stevenson in Ward 3. He has a very good, clean design. He has information on the newspaper articles. He has a video on his website. Again, not YouTube, but another one that's in a foreign language. So that riding has a lot of ethnic voters in it. So he's included that as the website, and that's an awesome thing to do. He has a link to Facebook on every page, and he has a PayPal donation button. Most of these candidates say, if you want to donate to me, put the check in the mail. Mm. Well, the $100 I was thinking of giving you 20 minutes ago might become $10 when I finally get to the mailbox. My second favorite website would be Jennifer Banks in Ward 1. She has a great main page with links that give more explanations, a great issues page. She has a calendar on her website telling you where she'll be so you can find it. I think she's the only candidate who's done that. And she has a speaker's corner feedback page that you can give feedback to her about her campaign. And on that page, you can actually print a poster, an 8.5 by 11 poster that you can put up on your house window or your car or whatever. And she's only one of 2 candidates who's done that.
And quickly, number 3.
That would be John Maher in Ward 8. Good, clean design. I like the fact that his brochure and his radio ad are on his main page. He's got a great volunteer form and a great media page.
All right. Jeremy, thanks for this. And you know, if you haven't checked these people out, there's another resource available to you on your home computer. Thanks, Jeremy.